Grown men rape their daughters. Homeless fill the gutters. Rotten toxic waters. Haley's comet was a dud.
Hey there, can I have a cigarette?
This is my last one.
No, it's not. I saw you drop the pack on the bus station floor.
Okay.
Say, this is one funny smoke. What kind?
Clove.
Clove? That's the name?
Yeah. They come from Indonesia.
You been there?
No. You buy them at 7-Eleven. They're imported.
Really? Sure is one funny smoke. So, where are you headed?
San Francisco.
I always wanted to go there.
I'm going to Fresno myself. Ever been? Hey, where are you going? Bitch.
Industrious Cornflake. Once upon a time, in a store near you, lived an industrious cornflake, a cornflake who really wanted to spend his life on the top. One day, he was dumped into the bottom of a box of cornflakes and set on the shelf. Well, he really wanted to get to the top of that box, so he spent all day fighting his way to the top. And when he got to the top, well, he fell in a box of total. And you know what those people are like. So he tried all day long to get to the top of the box. And he was fighting, elbowing, pushing his way through. And he finally makes it, you know, his brow sweating and everything. He gets to the top of the box and falls into a box of Cheerios. Well,
okay, there's this one episode of
these people
of
are
Shira,
really strange to him because, well, he's a flake and these people
the bad
are
guy's name is Hordak.
And he fights his way to the top. And
they get caught in this little, like, time-stopped place. It's like
all his energy and he's really
they're only gone like a minute,
to
but they think and they're gone for a really long time.
Uncle Sam's
anyway, she gets trapped here with Hordak, and there's this really mean guy there.
Really have their
he
shit
says
together.
That they can't get away.
But
and
it took him
says,
a while
well,
to
there's
get
only
to the
one
top,
way, and you have to find the
he
key.
He finally gets to the
and
top.
He doesn't tell him what the key is, and
the
they just start walking along, and
now, he's
she
really
has to convince Hordak that they have to work together. Because he doesn't want to, because he just wants to kill her.
You know, this is really bugging me, so I'm just going to get to the top of this box.
She talks him into it, and he decides that as soon as they find the key, that he'll just leave her trapped there.
Falls into a box of cocoa
pebbles. So they go off, and they have all these little acts of violence.
Cocoa pebbles being black and all.
And they overcome things. They decide which way to go, and Hordak tries to kill her a couple times.
Pushing his way through the land of cocoa pebbles.
They finally get there, and there are these two crystal things.
Every time he passes a little
and that's what they have
pebbles,
to find, but they
here's
don't
the word
see
homeboy
him yet. And
muttered,
they're resting at this place.
That bugs him, and
he
finally gets out
little,
of there. And,
it's like a little leopard.
Right into
he's
a
way
box
up on
of
this
Fruit
little,
Loops.
Little rock. And, they're like in a
well,
cave or something.
He's pushing his way to the top
and
of this box.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
he says, well, let's go. We got to keep looking. We got to find it. We're running out of time
because
they'll be trapped there for
eternity. Never happened to this poor little cornflake.
No, no, we have to get him down. He's trapped. And she climbs up,
so,
and she gets him,
gets
and that
through
was what
this,
she had
this
to do.
Box of Fruit Loops.
The big mean guy comes back and says,
falls into a
well,
box of
you've shown compassion,
flakes.
So well, now you get, you know, because no one
really
ever showed compassion.
And
and they get these two crystal things, and they use them, and it brings them back to where they're supposed to be.
Working up the sweat and everything.
Well, Hordak decides that only he's going to go.
Quaker, 100% natural. The cascade
of
taste.
One of them falls down in this crack, so there's only one.
And raisins and a whole bunch of all natural stuff in them.
They start have to fight for it, and this guy's watching.
An even stranger environment for him.
Shira gets the thing, and she won't kill him. And the guy goes, "Well, Shira, you get to go." And
he finally gets there.
She says, "No, I have to, take Hordak back with me because it's not right to trap her and everything."
And while he's sitting there, a breeze comes up and just blows him into a box of rice chips.
And they get back, and everyone's like, "You just disappeared for a minute. Where'd you go?" And they were like inside Hordak's castle, so he lets them go.
And he's seeing all these little rice checks making
And so at the end, they tell you this big moral story about how, after all this, they've just been fighting for like 29 minutes. And after that, they show how, if you show compassion for someone, they'll show compassion back for you, no matter how awful they are.
And, pretty much the same story.
Hello. I'm the white mouth frog, and I'm working my way through the jungle, asking different animals what they eat. First, I will talk to Mr. Tall Giraffe. Mr. Giraffe, would you bend down for a moment, please?
I'm kind of like psychedelic.
What do you like to eat?
Leaves. And he's working his way through the box. Finally gets to the top. And about now, you're probably wondering, does this story never end?
Really bad.
And the answer is, of course not. It's a cereal.
Kitty cat. What do you like to eat, Mr. Kitty cat?
Well, it's good for birds.
It's a cereal.
Mr. Squirrel, what do you like to eat?
Oh, God, a cereal!
Okay, moving right along. Here is Mr. Elephant. Mr. Elephant, what do you like to eat? Well, let me tell you, baby, I would like to eat them there, the peanuts. And like my friend, Leroy over here, he be having lots of peanuts every night. And, like a Friday night,
Billy
he be
Joe
moving
used
out
to
in
always
the,
tell me something.
In the elephant mobile, baby.
He used to say to me, Slick.
Them peanuts is
Slick's what he used to call me.
Everywhere.
Slick, he'd say.
And I really get down on them, baby.
He really ought to be more spontaneous.
About, baby? All right.
You know, do things on a whim.
Thank you very much, Mr. Elephant.
You know, that reminds me of
something
else Billy Joe said before he died.
So I can talk to he says Mr. to me, Great White Shark.
Slick, he says, I think that maybe...
You got any? Well, no. But anyway, back to the jungle. Wow, that was a fast flight. And
thought you might be wondering what classical Christmas music sounded like backwards.
Mr.
Well,
Monkey.
Here's Silent Night.
What do you like to eat, Mr. Monkey? I like bananas.
In the valley fields, down there is nest or snail.
What
never the mission I know are the Arabs in law.
Fruit Loops with 13 essential vitamins and minerals. Well, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. Now, here is a little mouse. What do you like to eat? Jeez. What was that, Mr. Mouse? What do you like to eat? Jeez. I think Mr. Mouse is, he's a little too small to be included in this. And now, let us travel to the swamps to talk to Mr. Alligator.
Mr. Alligator, what do you like to eat?
What do I like to eat? I like to eat wide-mouth frogs.
Oh, I see.
Long dead brother, and